Pennsylvania is a swing state that Democrats really need to win, a job that likely now falls to Vice President Harris. We've just arrived at Pittsburgh International Airport, everybody wheeling their bags out of the terminal, which is inside Moon Township, Pennsylvania, the first place we plan to talk to voters. That's one of the planes we saw landing over the West Hills, the name for the rolling high ground above the Ohio River. Some people around here work for airlines or retired from them. Moon Township voted twice for Trump, but the margin was narrower the second time, and some suburban neighborhoods even went for Biden. Right outside the airport, we met someone who'd like to run up more Democratic votes.
I'm Kathleen Madonna Emmerling. I live in Moon Township.
She met us at Permane's, a Pittsburgh chain that serves sandwiches almost too thick to eat. This sandwich is like the size of my head. They serve your French fries on the sandwich, which she says is tradition so working people could eat standing up. Her dad was an auto worker and a union man, which is how she grew up to be a community organizer and, she says,
resident pot stirrer.
What pots do you stir?
Steve, I'm a multi-hyphenate pot stirrer.
People tried to close a local school. She took part in a protest. She's president of the library board and fought battles over LGBTQ books on the shelves. She's run for public office and trained activists to knock on doors at election time.
So it really comes down to turnout here and when our electorate is excited on either side is really what makes the difference.
After the June presidential debate, local Democrats had no excitement at all. Madonna Emmerling was desperate just to keep people interested in state legislative races.
If you believe all is lost, we need to strengthen the protections in Pennsylvania, and we do that through a strong legislature. So that's the message we were getting out.
Were there people you were talking with who were saying, this election is over, it's all lost?
There's a lot of sighing when talking about politics.
And then people were horrified by the assassination attempt on former President Trump just north of Pittsburgh. Yet she desperately wanted President Biden to stay in the race.
And I didn't realize the stress and the burden until the announcement came that Vice President Harris was going to be the top of the ticket. It was a literal exhalation, a shoulders lowering. We've stopped the bleeding. The momentum has been so exciting, so incredible. Volunteers are coming out of the woodwork, and I'm here for it.
Analysts see Harris's vulnerabilities, like her links to Biden's record on immigration and other issues. Madonna Emmerling sees a potential winner because Harris is a former prosecutor.
My first thought was, this is the ideal suburban candidate because she straddles the line between being approachable, relatable, joyful even, while also having incredible public safety credentials. Because often in the suburbs, people want someone who is pro-public safety, pro-police.
Because many people here have military or police backgrounds.
And when you can say, this is a clear case of a prosecutor against a felon, it's a home run.
Harris is a person of color and a woman. Is that a disadvantage with some voters around here?
No.
Not at all. You don't think she loses?
When we continue to say things like, is this person electable because of their uniqueness? We are pandering to misogynists and racists, and I am not having it. My response is, are we electrifying people who have never felt seen, who have never felt heard, who are now represented on the grandest stage in the world? It's not a problem.
What, if anything, would you warn Kamala Harris not to do because it would lose votes right here in your township?
So speaking from my own experience, every politician wants to be relatable. The way you're relatable is that you actually relate to people. You have to be real. You have to share your experiences and your worries and your joys and your concerns openly and really show that you're a worker. That's the quality I respect most in someone, is that they're truthful and they give it all. People feel it and it moves them. And that's what we need, is to move people from being non-voters to voters.
I feel since I asked about a warning, you're saying don't be fake.
Don't be fake. We have a strong detector.
We finished our Primanti's sandwiches with Kathleen Madonna Emmerling and drove across Moon Township for another perspective from John Wink. We sat on plastic chairs on his back porch overlooking the woods.
I've been active in politics probably since I was 15 years old.
He recalls stuffing envelopes for political mailers with his mom and watching his father win election as mayor of their town. He's now on the Republican State Committee here in Pennsylvania. And Wink, too, has had a dramatic several weeks.
I mean, the assassination attempt was terrible. It never should have happened.
Then came a convention that seemed to go well. I told Wink what I'd heard from the Democratic activist about the last few weeks, of how the party struggled until Harris emerged. And then all of a sudden there's excitement at the end in the last couple of days.
Well, we'll see if that lasts.
You don't think it'll last?
No, I don't think so. I think she's a terrible candidate.
Why?
When she actually ran for president, she couldn't get votes. I don't think it'll last.
There is a school of thought that Trump was ready to run against Biden and had set his whole campaign up to run against Biden, and now everything changes on him. Do you think that's a hardship?
It's a challenge. It's a hardship. I think he's got to be careful. Debating her, he can't be mean.
Why can't he be mean in debate?
Well, because she's a woman. I think that's primarily the reason. I mean, the reason she was chosen to be vice president, the number one qualification, black woman. That's what Biden said he wanted to pick.
Biden did say in 2020 that he would choose a cabinet that looked like America as well as a woman as his vice president. Wink dismissed Harris's work as a state attorney general and a senator. One other thing occurs to me. In January, when she was still running for president, Nikki Haley said in a speech, the first party that replaces their 80-year-old candidate is going to win. And that was the Democrats. Biden stepped down. Do you wish Republicans maybe had gone with somebody younger?
I thought so. I would have liked somebody like Haley or DeSantis in the primaries. But Trump won the primaries, and I can accept that.
Ultimately, Republican John Wink is counting on what did not change in recent days. Democrats found a younger candidate, but Wink says the underlying issues didn't change, which, by the way, is what the Trump campaign is saying. Just as I was leaving Wink's house in the Pittsburgh suburbs, an email came across from one of Trump's pollsters predicting that Kamala Harris may soon lead in some polls, but that the race will settle down. We'll see. We're here in Pittsburgh today and tomorrow hearing Pennsylvania voters.